There's music in the air when in the morn is nigh, and the faintest blushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where the folks love old-fashioned singing and the simple way of living. It's a pleasant little town, and the folks are all your friends. So let's gather with them for another pleasant evening of singing practice. As usual, it's being held at Eli Jenkins. At the moment, Eli has just locked the door to his grocery store, is climbing the flight of stairs that lead to his parlor.
Supper ready, Jenny?
It will be any minute, Pa. Them steps kind of get you these days, don't they?
Oh, nothing of the kind. I'm as fit and raring to go as I was the day we was married, Jenny.
That's funny. I feel 32 years older. But you're like all husbands, Eli. You stay the same year after year.
Yeah, yes, maybe I ain't quite so young anymore. I used to wonder what it'd be like to grow old. Now that it's happening, I stop thinking about it.
And when you're as old as we are, the only thing that makes life seem worthwhile is watching the young folks about you. They have such eagerness, such determination, that you somehow feel they'll accomplish all the things that we weren't able to do.
Yeah, Jenny, I know how you feel.
Just today, I stopped by to see Cliff on my way back from the ladies' aid meeting.
Oh, how's he doing these days?
Pretty well, I guess. Mm. Three cars pulled in for the gas while I was there, and he's put in a butane tank, too, so he'll get some of the truck business now.
Yeah, he's a fine boy.
It kind of hurts me to see him living as he is in that little room back of the station. It's not very cheery. It needs a woman's touch.
Yeah, if he'd really set his mind to it, he could probably get Alice to lend that woman's touch.
Yes, but I suppose that he feels he hasn't a right to press her, being he wants to go back to music school and study.
Yeah.
You know, he must be putting away every penny he can spare just for that. This place sure isn't fixed up. It sure doesn't look much. It just sure doesn't.
Mm, Jenny, why don't you say it?
Huh? Say what?
What you been leading around to for the last 10 minutes.
I don't know what you mean.
You've been thinking that we could all pitch in and fix up Cliff's place so it'd look kind of nice-like, haven't you?
Now, isn't that a grand idea? How did you ever think of it, Eli?
Yeah, and you have that old work shirt of mine laid out over on the table and a can of paint and what's left of a roll of wallpaper, so I ain't exactly a Sherlock Holmes when I figure out what you're planning.
Oh, Eli, you mean you'll do it? You wouldn't mind? We could all chip in and help and make the place look so pretty with just a little bit of work.
Yeah, when you smile at me that way, Ma, I'd do anything. Well, when do we start?
Well, I've been thinking that maybe we could hold singing practice in Cliff's tonight instead of here and sort of get some of it done between songs, if that'd be all right with you, Eli.
Yeah, I guess that's all right.
Fine, then. We'll plan it that way. I'll get supper on the table now.
Yeah, but before you do, hadn't you better telephone the rest of the group and tell them we'll meet at Cliff's?
Huh? Oh, I phoned them all this afternoon.
You did what?
Why, Pa, you're so generous and so kind and always willing to do things that'll help somebody that, well, I just knowed you'd agree.
I know, Jenny, but...
Well, you do anything to help that boy Eli, and you'll be more than eager to do a little painting and fixing up, knowing what it'll mean to him. What were you going to say, Eli? Was you going to say something?
No, nothing, Jenny. I guess after this many years, you got a right to start doing my thinking, too. Well, I'll go put on my work shirt while you pour the coffee.
I guess it's something that goes with small towns, the spirit of wanting to help one another. Jenny got all the gang together, and they're going to give Cliff's living quarters a facelift. There's only one person down our way who isn't in on the plan, and that's Cliff.
Have you all come over to my place this way? Are you sure this little piano is going to be all right for accompaniment?
Yes, Cliff, it'll be fine, and I brought along all the music.
That ain't all you brought.
Could I take this bundle for you?
No, I'll just set it down over here in the corner.
If I'd had more warning that you were coming, I'd have bought some cookies or something. The grocery down our way closes promptly at 5:30.
Well, tarnation, do you expect me to stay open all hours just in case somebody might get hungry? I gotta have hours, same as anybody else.
I was only kidding.
Well, there ain't nobody that's got a problem like mine when it comes to hours. On Saturdays, I close the post office window at noon, but I keep my feed store open till 5:30. So all afternoon, people keeps it coming in and wanting postage stamps. And I keep it telling them I can't sell nothing but feed and grain. And then they say, well, how can they use feed and grain to mail a letter? And I say you ain't supposed to mail a letter with it. You feed it to your cows and horses. And dagnabbit, it's always my luck to say that to somebody that ain't got no cows or horses. I have the awfulest time.
If you just give me a chance to get a word in, I can solve a whole problem. It don't matter none that the grocery was closed, Cliff. I brought some homemade cookies with me.
Oh, swell. Now I won't have to worry.
Are they oatmeal cookies? I wish you'd give me the recipe, Patience. They're so delicious.
Of course, dearie. And the men all like them.
At Alice's age, Patience, she don't need no... to rely on no cookies to get a man's interest up.
Well, what a thing to say. As if I
was just talking, Patience.
What am I supposed to do with this here paint that I brought?
Just put it down, Ben.
Is that to go with the cookies, Ben? I think coffee would go better.
No, Jenny has some crazy idea
about
it.
Oh, you have to tell everything you know, Ben.
Say, what's going on here? I think all of you know something that I don't.
If you must know, Mr. Cliff Tyler, I know a lot that you don't know. For instance, what are the natural resources of Brazil? And name the four largest rivers in the world.
All right, teacher. You know a lot that I don't know, but that isn't what I meant.
Why don't we get to practicing, folks?
That's a good idea.
All right, change the subject, you two, but I'll find out what it is sooner or later.
You bet you will, Cliff, and will you be surprised?
Huh?
Yeah, let's practice the group number for the Sunday school rally first. All right, Alice. Sound the chord. All right, let's not drag it too much now, folks. All right, everybody all together.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee all through the night.
Soft the drowsy eyes are creeping,
wish you'd give us some suggestions on our singing now and then. Hey, none of us, except for Alice here, knows anything about singing.
You can't say that. You all do so nicely. The only thing we might watch is our breathing. I think in this first chorus, we might take a breath here and instead of here.
I see. Yeah, that is better. Everybody got that?
Don't know why you feel the group can be improved any, Eli. Now that I just sit and listen, I can hear you all better and... it don't seem to me there's room for any improvement, well, except maybe for the soprani part. Sometimes it don't have as much as expression as it might have.
Oh, can't you stop picking on Alice, Patience? Just because she replaced you as soprani, you're always hearing ways for her to improve.
Oh, I'm grateful for suggestions. Would you show me how you'd sing this solo passage, Patience?
Well, if you really want me to. Soft the drowsy hours are creeping.
Gee, Horsovitz, are you trying to sabotage our group?
Yeah, thank you, Patience, but I think maybe Alice can struggle along without your coaching.
Well, don't hesitate to call on me if you ever need my help, dearie. I'll be only too glad.
Yeah, I know. We know,
I'll be only too glad to give you any little tips.
Yeah.
Why, when I was 16, my singing teacher told me that
Did you have singing teachers when you were 16, Patience?
Well, I'm old. I never heard such insulting
There, now. Let's make some plans for what we first had in mind to do this evening.
By all means. We could start over here, Mrs. Jenkins, and put on what you brought in that roll. And then,
hey,
over here...
Hey, what is this? More double talk?
Now, if I was doing it, I'd make it all white.
Oh, Eli.
I think I'm beginning to make sense out of all this.
Oh, Cliff, you weren't supposed to guess yet. We have it all planned out so that we'll have this little place of yours looking like $1 million. We just brought little bits of paint and wallpaper and such that we had around, and we can all pitch in and do it awfully quick.
I guess that's about the nicest thing that I could ever imagine.
It'll be lots of fun, Cliff. And I'll make you some curtains, and Alice will make you one of her rag rugs, and...
I'm a pretty lucky fella to have such friends as you. But I couldn't think of letting you go to all that work.
Nonsense. It ain't enough work to hurt anybody. We all want to, Cliff. Now about that suggestion of yours, Alice. I think that wall would look grand papered. There's enough in this roll to do it, so let's measure and start cutting the strips.
I'm a whiz at measuring, so let me have the yardstick.
Yeah, I put on a coat of sizing here, and you get the paste mixed up, Ben.
What can I do? All of you are pitching in, and here I'm standing idly by.
Why don't you practice that solo of yourn while we get this done, Cliff?
I don't want to leave you with all the work.
Well, go ahead, Cliff, and by the time you're finished, we'll have part of this papering done. Can you accompany yourself all right?
Well, you know how I play. Alice, will you help me?
Of course.
Yeah, I'll lead you from right here on the ladder.
Stop waving your arms like that, Eli. You'll lose your balance and fall and break your neck. Leave Cliff alone, and somehow I'll bet he'll be able to sing without you leading him.
Sometimes in the hush of the evening hour, when shadows creep from the west, I think of the twilight songs you sang and the boy you lulled to rest. The wee little boy with tousled head that long, long ago was thine. Now he has come to man's estate, grown stalwart in body and strong. You'd hardly know that he was the lad you lulled with your slumber song. The years have altered the form and the face, but the heart is unchanged by time, and still he is only your boy as of old. Oh, little mother of mine, oh, little mother of mine.
Was right pretty, Cliff. So sentimental-like. Now, turn around and look at the wall behind you. It's half-papered already.
It is. Why, so it is.
I don't know what made that there bump in the center of the wall.
Well, it weren't my paste. I stirred every single lump out of it.
Yeah, and I put the sizing on smooth-like. Just took this big brush here and...
Well, did any of you think to take down that picture I had on the wall?
Picture?
Doggone it, I knowed I should have put on my glasses. Thought I felt something when I swiped down that wall.
Oh, don't think of it. It was an old picture anyway.
Now, ain't that a shame?
I know what. Hanging plants are all the rage. We'll just get a big plant of some kind and hang it so it covers the bump. Ain't that clever?
Why don't you just rip the paper and go in after that there picture?
And ruin the looks of the paper?
I don't see as it could hurt it none.
No, let's just leave it. When I get ready to move to New York, I'll go in after it. Meanwhile, it'll be safe there.
That's just what I say. You won't have to bother dusting it or anything.
Well, what do we do next, Jenny?
Come on in here with me, Pa, and let's see what we can do to Cliff's bedroom. If we just put a fresh coat of paint...
I'll go out in your kitchen and start making the coffee, if you like, Cliff.
All right. Can you find everything?
Oh, I think so. Oh, Ben, will you come out here and help me?
Oh, all right. It's easier to do it than to sit there and argue with you.
Oh, you say the sweetest things.
Hey, you sure you want this wall like you said, Jenny?
Of course, Pa.
Well, don't you think you better ask Cliff if he wants it that way?
Oh, anything Mrs. Jenkins says will be fine with me. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you don't know what you're saying, boy, but all right.
Hey, here I've been so busy I forgot to take my 8 o'clock pills.
Have you ever thought of putting in a drugstore there with your feed store and post office, Ben? You'd be your own best customer.
Don't know why folks always has to make cracks about me taking a bit of medicine. I guess it's my stomach, and I can put in it what I please.
Of course it is, Ben. If it helps you, you go right ahead.
Well, don't know as it exactly helps me, but at least I feel like I'm trying when I keep taking my pills.
Maybe you need to drink more water, Ben. You were born under the water sign, you know, and now that Pluto has moved into your fourth house...
I ain't got but one house, and as far as I know, nobody's moved in with me.
Jenny, are you sure you want this like you told me? I don't know as how Cliff's going to like it.
Stop your stewing and get it finished, Eli. With that there big brush, it shouldn't take you long to cover that little wall.
All right, Ma, but I don't like the way it's looking. Just another minute and it'll be all done.
Let's have a spot of coffee now, and I'll keep Eli's heart on the stove.
My, but that smells good.
Sometimes I think cooking's just a waste of time. I can go through a cookbook as easy as most people do their evening paper. And what good does it do me? I got nobody but a cat to cook for. And I don't think she even appreciates what I fix
it. Always thinking of men. Can't you get your mind on anything else?
Is there anything else?
That's all finished. Might as well come and look.
Oh, good. Come along, everybody, and see if you all like what I had Eli do.
Gee, but it's nice of you to take all this trouble. I guess I could have done it myself, but there isn't much incentive when you live alone. Well, say, look at that. It's interesting.
Atlantic Ocean. Eli, what have you done to that wall?
Yeah, I done just what you told me. I kept thinking it looked kind of peculiar.
But that color.
Well, you told me to put pink on it, Ma.
Oh, Eli, I told you to put paint on it. Here's the can I pointed to right here.
Oh, gosh, I thought you said pink. And here's a can of pink over here that Patience brought.
Yes, it's what I use to paint my little cat's basket.
Ain't that rich? Cliff and your cat now got a lot in common.
Well, there must be something we can do about
it. Going to get another hanging plant, Patience? Better get your measuring stick out. It's going to take a pretty big one to cover that whole wall.
Oh, Ben.
Now, all of you, just stop your worrying. I got an idea about how to fix it all up.
You have?
Sure I have. Now run along to the room and do more practicing and just leave all this to me. Where are those tools I brung along?
Oh, what do you want with tools?
Never mind. Just leave them in here for a little bit.
Well, let's get on in and get that duet practiced up then.
Do you need the music for this, Alice?
No, I can remember it.
Thank God, it's morning, it's morning.
land's sakes, what's Ben doing in there?
Well, something tells me we better find out.
I guess whatever he was doing is all done now. Don't look so concerned, boy. Anything's an improvement over the way it looked when I got through, Cliff.
Come along in, everybody. I'm all finished.
Well, we might as well look.
I wonder what it is that's finished.
I have an idea. I hope I'm wrong.
Oh no.
There it is, folks. Why, you hardly see any of that pink wall now.
But you've sawed a big piece out of the wall.
Oh, it's a great big winder for you, Cliff. That's the way all these modern houses are built, all winders.
That's no winder, it's just a hole in the wall.
Well, it's the beginning of one. There has to be a hole first. This is kind of flimsy construction, Cliff. I just sawed through it like anything.
Well, maybe it wasn't very good, but it's all I had.
Cliff, I don't know what to say.
What's everybody looking so downcast about? I solved the problem of the pink wall, didn't I?
Yeah, even if you can put a winder in that hole, don't you think it's going to be a little drafty for Cliff sleeping in here in the meantime?
Gee, hushabush, I never thought of that. I tell you what, I'll drive my big delivery truck over from the feed store, and I'll park it close outside the hole in the wall there, and that'll keep out most of the wind. And none of the bigger animals that prowl around at night can come a-jumping in on you while you sleep.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Why, this is only the beginning. Why, we can do lots more to your place.
You can?
Well, when we get through, why, you'll never recognize it.
It's looking unfamiliar already.
That is, we can do more if you want us to, Cliff.
Sure, Cliff. We don't want to do nothing you don't want.
It was all my idea in the first place. I thought we could brighten the place up a bit and make it more cheery for you to live in, Cliff. I didn't mean for it to turn out exactly this way.
No, I guess I should have been more careful and watched where I was slapping them strips of wallpaper. The paste was all over them and getting in my hair, so I just didn't notice that picture on the wall.
No, and shucks, I thought Ma said to put pink on the wall. I didn't mean to make it the wrong color.
And all I wanted to do was to get rid of that pink wall, and the simplest way I could see was to cut a great big winder in it.
So, Cliff, We all meant well, and we'd like to come back and finish the job if you'd like us to.
Just whatever you like.
You know, I've been standing here listening, and I haven't had a word you said. Instead, I've been hearing a voice tell me, Cliff, you're a lucky fellow to have a room full of friends like these.
I guess I know how you feel, Cliff. You and I each came to this town as strangers, and yet, in the year you've been here and the few months since I've moved in, we've gathered some pretty wonderful friends about us.
It's the spirit of these folks that I love so much. Maybe people in the big cities have it too, but they're always so wrapped up in themselves and their work that you don't often see it.
Yes, it's the spirit of wanting to help one another.
Well, shucks, if we couldn't do a little something once in a while.
It doesn't matter whether it's little or big. Just the fact that you want to do things, that's what counts.
No, not to... You said enough, kids. If you don't stop, you'll have Jenny all choked up.
Me? Choked up? What are them big things rolling down your cheeks, Pa?
Well, that's enough now. Let's finish with our practicing. Will you oblige us at the piano, Alice, again?
Of course.
Everybody now, all together.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see the far. Oh, the Father waits over.
Take the next verse.
Oh, our wonderful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days.
Everybody.
Beautiful shore, in the sea, high and high.
Well, I guess we better say good night and get on home now.
I just wish I could thank you.
Don't think of that, my boy. Just remember that a man is great when he knows enough to let his friends help him. If he ever, ever gets to feeling that he doesn't need his friends, the good Lord had better help him.
There's music in the air. There's music in the air. And the faintest blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Another evening of singing practice is over, and another evening of visiting with the folks down our way. We're hoping that you enjoyed it, and that you'll be back next time we all gather. We didn't ask Patience what the stars are predicting, but we'll predict that it'll be another pleasant evening. Till then, so long from all of us down our way. Down Our Way, a Commodore production, is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr.